Okay, tonight's topic, I want to talk about the usage of grape juice for the four cups. We've been talking a lot about grape juice. We talk about using it for Simchas Yom Tov. We've talked about using it for Purim. But now probably the most relevant conversation besides for using it for Kiddush is what about for the Dalet Kaisis. You're looking at four cups for two nights if you're in America. That's a lot to consume. So for some people, wine is not their first option. The question is, can and under what circumstances should grape juice be used? Now again, we are not talking about people that have serious medical issues and the doctors tell them they cannot consume wine for whatever reason, blood pressure or other ailments. Obviously, they can't use wine. They shouldn't take wine. Here we're talking about the guy who just sometimes, like, he has two bottles in front of him, the grape juice and the wine. He's like, okay, I'll just take the grape juice. It's easier. It's colder. The wine is, a little warm. So, like, some of us have in our mind that their mamash equal. They're shava b'shava. They're equal. So once they're equal, so, like, why would I work harder to get the wine versus grape juice? Now, we'll see tonight, is that such a fair assumption that grape juice and wine are equal and just choose whatever is closer or more convenient? So we'll start off like this. There is an interesting Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Ayin Beit. He quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba was asked the following question. Kasav HaRashba. She'ela, mi she'ene shoyse yayin kol hashana kula. What happens if you have someone who is not a wine drinker all year? You have to remember, in the times of the Rishonim, it wasn't like today where you could have soda, iced tea, other versions of drink, especially if you lived in France. It was pretty much wine or nothing. That was all you had. But someone who was not a wine drinker, it wasn't their thing. B'nei she'mazika, it harmed them. Are you saying they hate it? They just don't like the taste of wine. They're not a big wine drinker. Someone asked the Rashba the following question. What does a non-wine drinker do for the Seder? So the truth is, we discussed this in the past. Again, I don't want to bring it back to Purim, but what did the guy do for Purim? So this might be one of the rayas that you can discuss. Maybe you don't have to drink wine for Purim.
Say Alapas.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, no. Shiasa kol haseder alapas means, should he, instead of drinking the four cups, he'll just do bread.
Right.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit that there is an option called Chamar Medina. There is such an option. That very few people like to talk about, but there is an option to use Chamar Medina. So the question over there, what should he do? So the Rashba answers, Tshuva Mistavra, Shekol Sheyesh Layayin, Tzorch Litchik Atzmoy Velasois, Krei Behuda Bar Iloi. Says the Rashba, if you have wine, you got to go for the wine. If you have. If you don't have, you don't have. That's a different conversation. But if you... That's what he's alluding to. So says the Rashba, if you have wine, you have to drink the wine. And then he tells us, like, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi was not a wine drinker. He drank the four cups on Pesach. He had a pain from Pesach to Shavuos. Talk about a hangover. Right, this is before he had Motrin and Advil. He was in pain, mamish, for 7 weeks because of what he had at the Seder. Okay, Biyoina de Gashin Biyushalmi. Then the Beis Yosef, the Rashba quotes a Yushalmi. Biyoina Shosi Arba Kosi Belay of the Pitzcha. The Chazak Reisha Adat Sarta. He had a headache until Shavuos. So what do you see? Says the Rashba, that it's wine or nothing. You got to do it. You got to push yourself. You got to force yourself. You got to drink wine. Okay. So first of all, right off the bat, you see it's not a big deal to drink four cups of wine. It's a serious thing, to the point that you even have to put yourself not in harm's way, but in the way of uncomfortability. Let's say a person gets bad headaches from the wine, whether it be the sulfite, whether it be the alcohol, or the sugar, whatever. Again, nothing dangerous. Nothing that you need your cardiologist on call for. Something that just makes you uncomfortable. So it sounds like from this Beis Yosef, Tshuvas HaRashba, okay, you got to do it. Now, not for tonight, but taka why. It's a very strange thing. Befrat, the kash is even more shver. After we finish the whole sugya, we see that the whole dal kais is supposed to be an expression of cheris. What type of cheris is the guy who's got a migraine through the whole way through? It's very shver.
And also if it impacts your Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Yeah, it ruins the whole night. Obviously, if he had this headache for 7 weeks, it's going to impact your Seder. So that's cheris, that's an expression. Again, it does need more discussion.
I think today, Baruch Hashem, for people we have the very low alcohol once.
So we're going to have to talk about that. We're going to have to see how does that impact the halacha. We'll see. So, but this is halach and shulchan aruch. Take a look at number two, says the mechaber. Someone who doesn't drink wine because it harms him. Or he's soiner, he just doesn't like it. He's got to push himself. To drink it, l'kayim mitzvahs arba kaisis. Okay. Says the Mishtabur, what does it mean that wine damages him? Says the Mishtabur, it causes him pain. He gets headaches. It doesn't make him have to go to bed. It's not that bad that he's mamish bedridden over the pain. He has a slight headache, perhaps we'll call it. Maybe some dizziness, maybe whatever. But it's manageable, but he's not comfortable. He's not particularly comfortable, but he still has to do it. Says the Mishtabur, mitzvah, why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not like that on a regular Shabbos. Why? Meaning, what is this guy doing on a regular Shabbos? Well, all of a sudden now, the Rashba has a shayla. What does the guy who doesn't like wine do for Pesach? And every Shabbos, he doesn't have the shayla? So the Mishnah, right, that's one option. So the Mishnah Berurah says on a regular Friday night, someone else makes Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mashenki, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Yochel, Ishmael, Kiddush, Me'achiv, Yotzeba. Someone else makes the Kiddush. Oh, so he doesn't suggest using Chamar Medina.
Any, what do they call it?
Grape juice. That's what I'm going to get. That's where we're getting to. That's where we're going to head. Meaning, L'chair, it sounds like from the Rashba, there's two choices, wine or wine. Right? What happened to grape juice? What happened to low alcohol? Why aren't there other options?
No, because they want to use grape juice.
Yeah, so we're going to have to see. We'll see people actually bring that as a raya, and it seems somewhat of a funny raya, that why didn't they just go for grape juice? So we'll see if it's a raya that you can't use grape juice or not.
Before you get to grape juice, what about diluting wine?
We'll get to that also tonight at some point, I hope.
And what about the wine that we talked about?
Yain Megitay. That's another possibility. We'll talk about that tonight also. What happens to the good old-fashioned Yain Megitay? Get the freshly squeezed wine before it starts to turn alcoholic. And that, we said, is 100% wine, la halacha. So we'll have to deal with all this. So take a look over here at number 4. Sefer Machshev Eschaim, he writes, V'hinei Shemati. This I saw quoted by a couple of different achrayim. They want to tie in those that are anti-grape juice. They say this, Beis Yosef, is a raya against grape juice. Why? He says, because if grape juice is an option, why did these Amoraim have to be in so much pain? Why is the Rashba so stark about drinking wine? Why didn't he just suggest a grape juice option? So he writes, V'hine, Shemati she'e shechoshishim, lahachm, there are those that want to be strict, tel dal koisis en yoitze b'yayim megitoi, you can't use yayim megitoi, dehainu mitzan of him, dem kein, dem loikin, lo medochik b'yayin atzma lishtis yayin. Why did b'yayin have to push himself on the Yerushalmi? V'koi v'roi she'e aratzeres, ha'chagot, they had to go through this uncomfortable wine experience, just give them a kedem grape juice. Oh, must be. You got to use alcoholic wine, and nothing under alcoholic wine works.
He said something we didn't do last week, where he actually said
mitzvah. Right, right. So we'll see. Right. Sure. So we know from last week, we'll see again this week, whether or not mitzvah navim and yayim megitah are 100% interchangeable. They should be, because they both have a common denominator that neither of them are alcoholic. The difference is one could be and one can't be.
But our grape juice, we see, I think, mentioned that if they put some chemical with
yes. So our grape juice is impossible to become alcoholic, but nonetheless, Ba'asher Rusham, in the current stage, they're both the same, they're both non-alcoholic. So this is a great piece of Jewish history over here. You have to know a little bit of science, limited amount of science. When did they used to grow grapes in the times of the Gemara? What season? Today, everything is seasonal. Today, you can get everything you want all the time, which is why we spoke about why it's almost impossible to make a shechiyana on a new fruit, because almost everything's in season. The fact that I love when people tell me, I haven't eaten this in a year. It's beautiful. That doesn't make it a shechiyano. Shechiyano is when it hasn't been available in a full year. It has to be non-seasonal. The fact that you don't like it, it sits in the store, but you don't like it, that does not get you a shechiyano. Yeah, that's no. Every year Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, we pointed this out, I think, a couple times. Before Rosh Hashanah, it's really very hard to find a legitimate fruit that you can make a shechiyano that's not in season at all. So we do it, and the truth is, you don't really need the shechiyon on the fruit.
It's a bit of a bombshell.
No, but it's a fact. Speak to the guys who work in the fruit stores. They'll tell you this. It's very, 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 very few fruits are not seasonal today. Some of them are. You got to really do your research. If you care enough to make a shechiyon on a fruit, you got to really find out to make sure it's talking not seasonal. But in any case, so says Reb Shlomo Zalman, a fact of, I guess you can call it science, or perhaps even just history. He says, no raya at all. Amar Rabbeinu, number 5, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, De'ein lo'echich mezeden yoytzev mitzan avim, don't bring me a raya from this Gemara, from this Bavli and the Rashba, that you can't use grape juice. Shari mitze einem eskayim zman raf. Grapes didn't last this far into the year. He explains, U'lechem b'doy reseihem lo'yhoi motze b'tkuv v'zu shal shona, shi zman rav l'achar habotzer. There are seasons of when they harvest different things. The time for harvesting grapes was not Pesach time. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra with the Tosfos that was actually Tishrei. So before you have refrigerations and machines, if the time of harvesting is Tishrei, comes Pesach and there's nothing left. All that you have left is whatever you bottled and turned into wine. To start squeezing fresh grape juice now is not going to happen. There's nothing left. Today it's a different world. Today you go to the grocery store and you buy kedem grape juice. Therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, V'rak bizmanenu miskayim idea pasture. Today we can have long-lasting grapes because we pasteurize them, whatever else we do to it. So therefore, points out Reb Shlomo Zalman, this Gemara is absolutely not a riot whatsoever, because if this Gemara would have taken place in 2024, and Echarami, they maybe would have suggested using grape juice. They just didn't have accessibility or availability to use grape juice, or grapes for that matter. Which means they couldn't even do Yayin Megitay.
So what about Purim?
Right, so that would be the same thing.
So what about all last week's
shiur? No, the last week's shiur, that all those Gemaras are talking about Yayin Megita. The Gemara in Bava Basra was talking about Yayin Megita for Kiddush. Kiddush is all year long. We started, you know, discussing applying it. So it might not even be relevant to talk about using grape juice for Purim because it might not have been available at Purim time. Purim is not that far off from Pesach. So again, today it's a different world. So if the Gemara lived today and they saw grape juice, maybe they would have suggested the grape juice and therefore there is no raya. So this Gemara is an important Gemara, but it's not really going to be much of a raya, historically speaking, that you can't use grape juice. So let's try another Gemara. Gemara Msachim, Daf Kuf Ches, says the Gemara Meitzvei. The Gemara quotes a brayse, Dalit koises all these four cups, tzarech shiyeh behen kidei revius. They have to hold a revius. The cup itself has to hold a revius. We've discussed in the past how exactly how much is revius, anywhere between 2.9 and 5.1, chazinish, Reb Chaim Noye, a little bit of everything. But says the Gemara, echod chai ve'echod mozik, whether it's raw, meaning non-diluted, ve'echod mozik, whether it's diluted, echod chodosh, whether it's new wine, ve'echod yoshin, whether it's old wine. What's new wine and what's old wine? So presumably new wine means freshly squeezed wine, which means it hasn't yet turned alcoholic. And still the Tanakhama says you can use it. So that's a chiddush. The Tanakhama seems to be saying if I can use new wine, means it hasn't yet fermented yet. If there's no alcohol, there's no kick. So that's the same thing as grape juice. So according to the Tanakhama, I can use grape juice. Rabbi Yehuda. This is Yayin Megita.
So I'm saying, I thought he said that.
So he was, right, so could be Yayin Megita is a different process than grape juice. I mean, we're suggesting, why don't they just take grapes and squeeze them?
No, I'm saying.
Yayin Megita, the process might have started earlier, but until it starts to turn alcoholic, maybe it's spread out over some amount of months. This is a shiloh for Rabbi Google to figure out how long it takes from when you squeeze the grapes until it starts to ferment and all that. Now we'll see a little bit more about it.
How do you have a chadash then? You just said that you...
Oh, good. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to see the Mordechai is going to ask that kasha. We'll see. So, but Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda ime tzorech shiyeh batam umare yayin. It has to have the taste and the look of wine. So what does it mean to have the taste of wine? So presumably it means alcoholic. That's what wine tastes like. It tastes like alcohol. So it seems to be machloekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so how do we paskin? So if you look at the Me'iri, number 7, the Me'iri says, v'yayin chadosh, mutter. He says, new wine is mutter to use for dalkoises. K'moy she b'yayin olamala b'inyin kiddush. Like I explained earlier, when it comes to kiddush. What does that mean? So if you look in the Me'iri over there in Kiddush, which is about a blot earlier, Daf Kuf Zayin, writes to Me'iri, Aval Yayin Megita, when it comes to Yayin Megita, Afal Pi Shele Inyan Mizbeach, Lo Yeviyo Ache Avro Lo Shloishim Yom, even though for Yayin Megita, it's not kosher on the Mizbeach, because for the Mizbeach, we want to have fermented wine. Mikol Mokom Behoyo V'meiviyah Kosher, but the halach is, if B'dievid you would have poured Yayin Megita on the Mizbeach, it would be considered kosher B'dievid. So Le'inyan Kiddush Mikadosh B'alechatchila Afilu B'yayim. So when it comes to Kiddush, you can use it even if it was squeezed that day. No waiting at all. Kamaisha Amru, like the Gemara says, Soichet Edom Eshko Shalanovim V'oimer Olov Kiddush Hayim. So what does the Me'iri say pretty clearly? That you can use grapes. And maybe in the times of Me'iri they had grapes. I don't know, right? This is interesting. He says that you can use mamish fresh grapes, even though there's zero alcoholic capacity to it, just like you can use that for Kiddush. So what do you see from the Me'iri? He holds that you can use non-alcoholic grape juice for Dal Kaisa, because he says, what I told you by Kiddush is what I hold by Dal Kaisa. And by Kiddush, he laid it out for us very clearly. He said, we're talking about grapes that were squeezed that day. So we see from the Me'iri that you 100% can use Yayin Megitoi. If you can use Yayin Megitoi, then you can use grape juice, presumably. Presumably. Now, if you take a look over here in the Sefer, Shailos and Tshuvos, Rabbi Yehuda Miller. So when you hear that name, you think to yourself, like, 21st century? Right? Rabbi Yehuda Miller was a contemporary of the Chacham Tzvi. So that is a long time ago. That's more like the 18th century, the 1700s. So this Rabbi Yehuda Miller has letters back and forth to the Chacham Tzvi. When I saw it, I said, wow, Rabbi Yehuda Miller sounds like, you know, like 10 years ago, you know? Exactly, like Rabbi Yehuda Miller. He was a contemporary of the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's father. We're talking about early 1700s, right? Yaakov Emden is ready in the mid-1700s, so it's his father, it's early 1700s. So he has a back-and-forth letters where he sends to the Chacham Tzvi. So he sent a letter to the Chacham Tzvi, and he had the following question, number 9. He says, Mashakosav loma lo heviu apoiskim din yayin chodosh adal koisis. He asked the Chacham Tzvi, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about using yayin chodosh for the adal koisis? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about this machloikis, Tanakam and Abiyuda? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch address this machloikis? So the Chacham Tzvi answers him, Ein tzarech. Shekvar heviu bedin kiddush soichir odom eshko shalanov. So the Chacham Tzvi answers, he says, we didn't have to repeat it. The Shulchan Aruch already paskin that you can use Yayin Megita for Kiddush. Yayin Megita means freshly squeezed grapes, which means it's not yet alcoholic. That's the same thing as Yayin Chadosh. So there was no need to repeat it. Which means, you see from the Chacham Tzvi, he never thought that the rules of Kiddush and the rules of Dal Kaisis should be any different. He thought they're exactly the same. Whatever you can use for Kiddush, you can use for Dal Kaisis. And once I already know in Shulchan Aruch you can use Yayin Megita, so now I know you can use this for Dal Kaisis. Now, Rabbi Huda Miller, in his letter, disagrees with the Chacham Tzvi's assumption. He thinks there's a fundamental difference. Right, the Derech Eris element, which we'll see in a bit. But that's the Chacham Tzvi's response. So from the Chacham Tzvi, it's very clear what he held. He held that grape, that Yayin Megita is 100% kosher for Dal Kaisis. He also understood that Yayin Chadosh means Yayin Megita. And he paskins that it's mutter. That's going to be a different issue. That's going to just be non-diluted. I mean, it's actually the opposite. Very strong. Very strong wine that needs to be diluted. We'll come back to that gemara. We'll see.
Yayin Chadosh means grape juice.
So again, assume they didn't have that such metzias. So then the only thing that it could mean is Yayin Megita. Now we'll see there's a third possibility in the Rishayim that Yayin Chadosh means it's early in its alcoholic step. Apparently there's levels, you know, it's past Yayin Megita, but it's not yet the perfect type of wine. But it still has alcohol, which would then mean you have no rye to grape juice. That's what I want to get to. So let's take a look first.
Is that like a 5% or something?
That might be something like this in between low-level alcohol content, which you can call it Yayin Yashan, but you can't call it Yayin Megita either. So let's take a look first in the Sefer Hilchos Chag V'Chag with Moshe Mordechai Karp. He quotes a Maritz Geyus. That Maritz Geyus writes that we paskin like the Rabbanan. Okay, so if we paskin like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that means you can use Yayin Chadosh. Yayin Chadosh means new wine. New wine means even if it's presumably not alcoholic. However, if you look at the name of a sefer of a kid, Lebesume Beporye, it's a great name for a sefer. You can imagine what that sefer is all about. It's all about drinking on Purim. But in the back, he has a couple sections about Chamar Medina and a little bit about Dal Kaisis and a lot about grape juice. So over there, he quotes over here from Rishonim. He writes, the Yesh Rishayim Shemash Medvreim. There are some Rishayim who hold the Yayin Chodosh ain't a kavana limits. He says, some Rishayim hold that Yayin Chodosh does not mean what we call grape juice. Why? Rak a kavana li Yayin Shemeshaker ela shehu Chodosh. Meaning it got past the 40-day mark, so now it's somewhat alcoholic, but it's not as strong as fully developed wine. Vein taimai toiv ki Yayin Yoshan sheruach zekenim. It's not as strong, it's not as alcoholic as old wine. So if you learn pshat in the Gemara like that, so now you have no right to grape juice anymore. We keep on saying that when the Gemara talks about this new wine means non-alcoholic wine. So we say, well, non-alcoholic grape juice, it's the same thing. But now we're saying maybe not. Maybe when the Gemara uses the term new, it means it's there, not fully, but it's, we'll call kal, low-level alcohol. But then you have no right to grape juice, which is zero alcohol content.
Why would I think that even though it's got to be mishaker, I mean, what are we going to start doing? We're going to start differentiating between 3%, 5%, 12%, 14%.
We're going to talk about it. Let's see if there's such a tzad like that in the Paiskim that it should depend on how alcoholic it is. Right? You know, how much content of alcohol it has. So he points out over here that there is such rise like that from Gemara's and Baba Basra, in Menachos, that maybe Yayin Chodesh doesn't mean the same as Yayin Megita. Now for us, this is a very important piece of information. Why? Because we said we paskin like the Tanakama, that you're allowed to use Yayin Chodesh. We assumed that Yayin Chodesh means Yayin Megita. That's how the Chacham Tzvi assumed. But we're pointing out that not all Rishayim necessarily agree to that. Some Rishayim learned that Yayin Chodosh meant it's already somewhat alcoholic. But the truth is, if you look in the Mordechai is pretty clear. The Mordechai has a kasha. He says, "Vim Toimer Heichin Yochel Liyos Yayin Chodosh BePesach." How can you get new wine on Pesach? Yishloimer answered, "The Mordechai Kigoyin Shoyla Eshkol Shalanovim VaOisim Hem Yayin." So clearly, in the times of the Mordechai was already 13th century Germany. They already had more availability of grapes. There is a lot to talk about, not for now, about how a lot, even in the making of charoses, how the making of charoses was impacted by what they had available at that time at that part of the world. It's a fascinating. You have to if you don't. Why is it that most of the simanim that are brought down in the Gemara, many European Jews never did in their life because they never had it. Very simple fact. You don't have, you can't do.
Not that.
There were other things that were supposed to go in the charoses. Pomegranate. Where do you think they got pomegranate in parts of Europe? It wasn't available.
I always told my kids what carpos, whatever they had in that part of the world.
That was it. A lot of the halachas of these foods were very limited to by what they had. So here, the Mordechai sounds like they had grapes. No. Okay, the Mordechai was much later than the times of the Gemara, obviously. Right? We're talking about the 13th century. So the Mordechai says, no, you take it and you squeeze it. But what do you see from the Mordechai? I brought this Mordechai in because what do you see from him? He's learning it's Mamash Yayin Megita. He sounds like he had the grapes, he squeezed them, and that's what you're using for Yayin. Clearly, it is not alcoholic whatsoever. So we could probably learn this Gemara that Yayin Chodesh means non-alcoholic wine, not even starting to be alcoholic, which we then can equate with our grape juice. I saw this sefer over here, Shmuel Chaim, I'm not sure who he is. He says a cute vart. He wants to point out that Gemara that we had in Adarim. The Gemara in Adarim told us about Rabbi Yehuda who had the bad head, who had to drink the wine and be uncomfortable for 7 weeks. He says it's a shitase to Rabbi Yehuda and Psachim. Why? We had a machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda and Psachim. Can you use Yayin Chodesh? Yayin Chodesh means non-alcoholic wine. So the Tanakama said, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda said no. He said, that's why the same Rabbi Yehuda in Nidarim, Daf Memtes, couldn't drink anything for the Seder besides for wine, and he was so uncomfortable. Because it's Rabbi Yehuda Lushitasei. If he'd hold like the Tanakama that he could drink Yayin Chadosh, he wouldn't have had bad headaches or be uncomfortable. But because it's the same Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda Lushitasei, that's why he had no option besides for strong wine, and that's why he unfortunately had to suffer after Pesach until Shavuos.
Why wouldn't he just go bust? I could hold one thing to be Machmir, but
No. He held. He has rise from Psukim Rabbi Yehuda that the definition of yain is tam umare. If it doesn't have tam yain, it's not yain.
I'm saying, in other words, when you have a machlokas yachid and rabbi, we pass like the rabbi, right? If somebody had, I guess it was a shiloh.
Rabbi Yehuda himself kept his. We had that in Rebbe Loz. In Rebbe Loz, the Mila we had there. In the town of Rebbe Loz, they used to be Michal Shabbos for Mila. Now, the rest of the world knew that Allah is not like him. But in his town, the Gemara told us that in the opening Amid in Rebbe Loz, the Mila. And in his town, they taka followed like him. I mean, he believed his opinion all the way till the end. So this is a nice tickle that it's Rebbe Yehuda Lushitasei.
Well, we're going to discuss how that he's fulfilled Chayrus with a headache that lasted.
So, yeah, so we have to see a little bit. We're going to, yeah, that is a Shtar Kakasha.
You don't get hangover till the day after.
I'm thinking maybe
Bishas Maisa was okay.
He was okay.
Possibly.
He got the headache.
You're going to have to say
for the first day or two. And
very
then
possible.
The headache came
But it still begs the question, why for a Mitzvah Rabbanon do you have to be so uncomfortable for it? You know, again, so the answer might be you're uncomfortable later. Bishas Maisa, you're okay, you're uncomfortable later. But it's still...
Why are you getting drunk? Right,
it's
okay.
I brought up this Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch just to show you how choshev dal kaisas are. It's so choshev that you don't find this anywhere else. You have to make yourself uncomfortable to do a mitzvah drabbanon. Dal kais is only drabbanon. It's not a mitzvah
drabbanon.
You know, it's an interesting thing.
I'm not sure if it's the same Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, so he's a... Right. Rabbi Yehuda Bar-Eloi, I'm not sure if it's the same person either. I you can read it on your own, whether or not it's the same. But let's try another Gemara.
But at the end of the day, Rabbi, you don't have to be like
that's because we, right. But Rabbi Yehuda himself. Okay. Right. So let's see. So let's try another Gemara. This is the famous Gemara that everyone knows. Everyone knows this Gemara because of the Briskerov, right? There are certain shtiklach Gemara that made himself popular because the Briskerov said Torah on it. So this is one of the famous Briskerovs. If you go to any shir about the Dalal Kaisis, you will most likely hear fragments of this Briskerov, and it's based on the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Number 11. Omar Rova. I'm sorry. Shoson Chai. Person drinks the Dalal Kaisis Chai. What does Chai mean? It means without diluting it. Very, very strong. Very heavy. Not the typical way of drinking it. So, Omar Rava. Number 14. Omar Rava. It looks like 11. I must have said 11. I'm sorry. Number 14. Omar Rava. Rava says, Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Cheirus Lo Yotza. Right? The classical Tudinim. I don't blame the Briskas. Rava did it over here in the Gemara. Rava came way before the Briska movement, right? Zok to Rava. Yoytze, what's called yidei yayin, you're not yoytze yidei cheres. What does that mean? So if you look in Rashi, right, in Avi Psachim, you look, you get Rashi and the Rashbam. Okay? So if you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says yidei yayin yotze, sheshasa dal kaisis. Says Rashi, you get a check-in for doing the dal kaisis because you drink 4 cups of wine. Whether it was enjoyable, whether it was repulsive, it doesn't matter. You consumed 4 cups of wine in the night of Seder. So what's yidei cheres le yotze, like Rashi? Kloimar ein zu mitzvah shleima. What does that mean? It's not a full mitzvah. So this is where you can start to dissect a little bit. This is part of where the Biskarov brings out this idea. Is there two dinim in Dalal Kaisis? Biskarov brings a whole shtickle tire about this from a Taisus and Avim Sachem. You could have learned that there's no two dinim, meaning the mitzvah has two parts to it, and you can have one without the other. Ein zu mitzvah shleima means you did the mitzvah, you didn't do it the best way.
But Rashi's clearly arguing on the Rashi.
Why is Rashi arguing on the Rashi?
Because going to the Rashi, but he brought down that you have to get sick and this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Right. What is he giving this Gemara?
So the mitzvah shlemi, you weren't mekayim because you. Well, according to him, you'd have to go ahead and get really good and sick.
Right, so let's see. Well, again, this Gemara is talking about drinking some form of shasan chai, some very heavy.
I'm confused. If it's chai, isn't that the better?
No, the better one is to be mazut, to dilute it. Right, they would take the wine, they would dilute it 1 to 3, we'll talk about how they diluted it. And then it was the way it was, you drank it too early. You drank it in the heaviest, strongest version, not the way it's typically drank. So it was not an enjoyable going down whatsoever, but it's technically wine. So this is the equivalent of a non-enjoyable cup of wine. So says Rashi, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah bishle musa. So one could have argued, it sounds like you got a check for dalakosis, but you didn't do the mitzvah bishle musa. So the famous gadol that everyone knows about, who says you shouldn't use grape juice for dalakosis, was Rav Moshe Feinstein. Everyone knows that. That's a famous one. Now show me where it says in Igros Moshe. I don't believe it does, to the best of my knowledge. I shouldn't say, I wouldn't bet someone on it because it's possible it says it somewhere, but to the best of my knowledge, I saw it quoted by so many people, no one ever says, I in Igros Moshe here and there. Where do we know it from? We know from the Haggadah Kol Doidi. The Haggadah Kol Doidi is Reb Dov Feinstein. It happens to be a great Haggadah. He gives you a lot of interesting bits of halacha and other things. So in that Haggadah, he quotes his father. What does he write over in number 16 in the Haggadah Kol Doidi? He says, Ma'u Tam Yain Shetzarech. What does it mean you have to have Tam Yain? The definition of tam yayin, which is what Rabbi Yehuda holds you need, that means alcoholic. Mm-hmm. It's not preferred. Mm-hmm. Says Rabbi Dov Feinstein, non-alcoholic wine is the equivalent of drinking yayin chai. Kedisa b'psachim kufches. And when it says in the Gemara, you're not yoytz techeris, means you didn't get the mitzvah in the best way. And that was the psak of my father, Rav Moshe. You want yoytz the techeris element if you use grape juice.
But let's say as far as kiddush, that you would be yoytz.
So you would be yoytz kiddush, right? You'd be yoytz even one half of dalak kaisis according to this. You were yoytz the yayin part of dalak kaisis. You weren't yoytz the cheres part of dalak kaisis, which, if you want to split it that thin, might be two different parts to the mitzvah.
Does anyone say that, let's say, if you get sick, that's not cheres to you?
So that's what we were talking about before. How do you understand this Gemara Darim? You have to assume that they didn't get sick b'shas ma'is, they must have got sick afterwards. Because if you're sick the whole dalak kaisis, where's the cheres in that?
Very strange. No, that's what we said in the
Rashi. That's what I'm saying. So you have to learn that the cheres b'shas ma'is, it's okay. You only get sick afterwards. Unless there's a chiddush, even though you're sick the whole time, you still get sick. Seems a bit strange. Yeah.
How does he bring a rider from yayin chai?
Because he's assuming that yayin chai means it's not drunk in the way it's supposed to. Wine is supposed to be alcoholic. That is the mahus. That is the makeup. That is the definition. That is what makes wine special.
Which yayin chai is.
Which yayin chai is not. Yayin chai is not diluted. No.
But it's alcoholic.
Yayin chai is a different problem. Meaning each one has the yayin chai's problem is it's not the way it's supposed to be drunk because it's so strong.
Yeah, it's a cheres problem?
Yeah, because cheres means it's supposed to be the geschmack way wine is supposed to be consumed. So that means it's supposed to be the right level.
It's not about
it is about alcohol, but the right
extreme.
Level. Right,
it's an extreme.
Right. They're both extremes. One is too much, one is too little. So therefore, Zoktub Dabba Feinstein, his father, Paskind, you're not yoytze de cheres if you drink grape juice. Now this chiddush that they give to the Biskarov is not really the Biskarov's chiddush. It's a Gemara. The fact that the Dalak Kaisis have a Shaychas to Cheiris is really a Gemara. Says the Gemara number 17, Ravina Omar, Arba Kasi the Tikna Rabban and Derech Cheiris. The four cups that the rabbis instituted are all Derech Cheiris. So it's really the Gemara. The idea that the wine is supposed to, that one of the elements of the Dalak Kaisis is Derech Cheiris is not the Biskarov's chiddush, and it's not even Rav Moshe Feinstein's chiddush. It's really the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say pretty clearly that one of the elements, one of the parts of the Dalak Kaisis is its Cheiris, and here you have to figure out, what makes it Cheiris? And that's going to be the big Machlokes. What about the wine is the Cheiris? So everyone is assuming it's the alcohol part of the Cheiris. Perhaps you can argue. So now, the truth is, there's really a better Raya.
The whole Seder, though, was supposed to be Derech Cheiris, though, right?
That is definitely true. But the question is, what is the Dalak Kaisis about? So the Gemara really laid it out for us that the Dalak Kaisis is about two things. It's about drinking four cups, and it's about a Cheiris of the four cups. Now again, the Rishayim already has this kasha, right? Why wasn't it that we had four matzahs to express Derech Cheiris? There's a reason why it's cups of wine. Why? The answer is because wine is unique, because that is alcohol. And this is really a sugya. I don't think We got to this last year, actually. We spoke about this last year on a Sunday morning. The machloekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about giving wine to kids. Right? Why don't kids drink yayin kvoses, the four cups? So the Ran over there explains that one of the tainas they had was ma toy elos l'tinoikes b'yayin. What's the purpose? What's there to gain by giving wine to children? So the Ran says, what does that mean? Kloiman. There's no element of chinuch to give a 10-year-old a cup of wine. The kivin she'inenin v'smechim bo, einoy lohem derech eres. So what's the Ran saying very clearly? The whole purpose of at least one element of the Dal Kaisis is the cheres, which is alcohol, and a little kid doesn't enjoy the alcohol, so giving him alcohol is really not a fulfillment of chinuch. But what do you see from the Ran? You see from the Ran pretty clearly that one of the major core yisoides, fundamentals of the Dal Kaisis is its alcohol component. So therefore, that's where Rav Moshe and others are going to lay out the argument that if it's missing that alcoholic element, it's missing the cheres element.
Aren't you getting the cheres if you're drinking the wine leaning?
That's another way of expressing cheres. There's numerous ways to express cheres. So you need to have at least one, more than one way to express the cheres.
Would the Ran hold that, since he's saying, the children, they don't because they don't get any stuff. If you have an adult who...
That's the problem. Well, the problem is we had that Rajba, where the Rajba said, no, adults, once they have that group of people that drink wine, now they got to force themselves to enjoy the wine.
But didn't we say that was people who got sick after people?
Right, so it could be. Right, so again, even though it sounds like they don't like the wine, means like they don't like it going down either. But the Rajba said you still have to drink it. Yeah, Michael?
Yeah, two things. Number one, first of all, what's Pshat in Tinoikis? You said a 10-year-old. Didn't we once say a Pshat in that also?
Yeah.
I just said you even have to give them the. Why? Yeah. If they're not going to drink it out to dinner, presuming
these. Yeah, we talked a lot about that. Yeah, I think we had 2 weeks of shurim on that.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I remember it, but yeah, we definitely talked about
it. At least I did.
It's enough to say we talked about it. We had a whole din, what age is tinoikis? Right. I think we were telling them, Rashi and the Rashbam.
Even for a
tinoik,
even if they don't drink it
out
to dinner, presuming these.
Maybe.
Even a one-month-old baby.
Yeah, but what I mean from this Ran is the same idea. You see from the Ran that the reason why there's no idea of giving wine to children, because the wine is the alcohol, the children don't enjoy the alcohol. So you see the alcohol is a very strong component of the Dalek crisis. So if you take a look over in Rav Moshe Sternberg, in his Tshuvas number 19, he writes, he tells us to look at the Ma'idim Muzmanim, his other classical work on, the Ma'idim Muzmanim, more yeshiva guys know about, because it's the Lomdash Sefer. The Tshuvas Van Hagge is his Psakim. Those are responses that he wrote when he was still in South Africa. His son wrote them up. He didn't write them up. His son wrote them up. This is when he was still living in South Africa. But the Ma'idim Muzman, and that the Yeshiva Bachem Lon, because it's the Lomdash, very happy to be very nice pieces in there. If you need to prepare like a shir, it's a great sefer to use. He has nice Lomdash pieces on Yom Tovim and things like that.
Was the Ma'idim Muzman written way before Tshuvas Van Hagge?
I don't remember which one came out first. I don't remember which one came out first. But I just know, I know the one Yeshiva Bachem know more about, and that's definitely the Ma'idim Mizmanim. So he writes this, Hukamayshe bir amar na griz, he quotes the Brisker Rav, Shebedal koisit tzarech trei in yonet. Then when it comes to the alakos, you have to have two components. Chodo, shiyotze beide yayin. You have to be yotze the obligation of yayin hainu. Shiyye koishal brocha v'oimim aleim kiddush agod v'hala brach samazan. It should be a koishal brocha, a regular, typical koishal brocha. There's another element. The gam shoy derech cheres. There's another din. Two dinim. Again, the Biskarov brought it out. It's really mafurish in the Gemara, as you read the Gemara, that you have to have yidei yayin and yidei cheres. Says the Biskarov, Rav Moshe Sternberg is quoting from Biskarov. He's medayik from the Rambam, which we'll have to talk a little bit more about this Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Zayin the Hilchos Chometz Matz Alocha Tetz Umedina the Derech Cheres Nira Dahinu Bechashivas Dafka. Says Rav Moshe Sternberg, what does it mean cheres? What's the cheres of the wine? It's the alcoholic component of it. That's the freedom, right? That's the expression of freedom through this. Again, why did they pick this beverage instead of another beverage? Because this beverage has a freedom element. Again, slaves don't drink wine, right? That is a very, very much reflection of being not being free and not being controlled. Therefore, he says, "V'yesh loyim aziv." He says, "Moshe Steinbach mitz anovim lo yishchiach l'shoistei b'teres mashke chashuv." It's not really consumed. You don't really drink grape juice as an expression of freedom, you know? We were just freed, hey, let's have a cup of grape juice. People go out for a dinner, they want to have a relaxing, they want to have an enjoyable meal. They're not going to go for a bottle of grape juice. A bottle of wine, that's already an expression of some sort of freedom. Therefore, he wants to taina that maybe based on this gemara, which is really where Moshe Feinstein was coming from. That when you drink grape juice, you're lacking, you're missing that element of cheres. And that seems to be a fair argument.
That reason also say for for bris, we only use yain because of the chashivas?
Well, that's always the old question. When we talk about, so for a regular kashal bracha, we can live with the fact that grape juice is deemed chashiv. The problem over here is that dal kashis has a secondary requirement. Besides for just being a kashal bracha, it needs to be derech eris. And these achrayim assume that the way it's derech eris is its alcohol content. Now, we all know, or at least we've spoken in the past, Rebbe Yasha was not a big fan of grape juice. He was, you know, leading the pack of anti-grape juice for anything, even Kiddush. So they quote over here from Rebbe Yasha, number 21. So Rebbe Yasha felt like Rav Moshe, like Rav Moshe Sternbach, that preferably one should not use grape juice for the four cups because it's not an expression of cheres. Ochen, however, im ya'arev b'mitzan avim yayim b'mida she yurgosh ha'alkohol hativ. So if you mix it, which a lot of people do, now we'll talk probably next week, is there a difference between men and women in this halacha? Right, everyone knows the women go straight for the grape juice, the men go for the wine. Right?
Why should they be any different?
Okay, well that's...
Have we seen any that grape juice is mutter?
Not yet, no.
No, zero.
Well again, if unless you, again, if you assume yayin chadosh is grape juice, and then we have a tanakama.
Yeah, but we're not
still thinking about it.
It's called yayin.
Right, we have that argument. So says Rebbe Yashi, you got to mix it.
Well, you make it perfect.
We don't know yet that it's going to fulfill the deicheres part. So it says Rabbi Yashiv ki gavna yotza gam yideicheres ulchein yesh limzay kachatzi either a half or lechal apachas kishlusha yain or you want to go with a third of the wine im amitzah novim didal koisus v'zeu kadesh sheyesh shayich basimcha because it's got to be some form of simcha alcohol element involved in it. Again, if you're not a wine drinker, so then this is it. This is the top of the line of drinks for you. Skip a line. He quotes the Gemara in Ervin. V'chein liyolodim, children, for kids, they can get away with using grape juice. Very important, Rabbi Yashiv. The shayla is like this: I can have a little bit of wine, but I'll have to go with a smaller shir revius, maybe smaller becher. I'll take a smaller becher. Says Rabbi Yashiv, go smaller becher, drink wine instead of a huge becher and drink grape juice, because Rabbi Yashiv is a very strong believer that it is not the right thing to do.
I don't think we said. One who doesn't like wine,
right.
Grape juice is...
Right, because he's assuming if it's... right, it might not be cheres for you.
What do you mean?
What
do you tell that
through?
What does that mean? So if you don't have the
shear,
then do you have the
coast? No, we're talking about... it's going to be a form of... The problem with the dal kais is that people take too big cups. Cups that are too big. It's a mistake. Because you got to drink either roiv kais or roiv revius. So people take these monster... Right, they take these monster cups and they struggle getting it down. It's not a good idea. Take a smaller cup, and so that's what Rabbi Yashiv was saying. If you can take a smaller cup and consume less wine, instead of taking a bigger cup and having to consume, but yeah, we're assuming you're still going to be in the area of the kosher dikah shur. Okay, so we're gonna I guess we'll stop here once the computer turns off. That's a sign that Shemaim is supposed to stop. Okay, so Mr. Shem, next week we'll see part two. We'll see those that are maturit. How do they get around this gemara? Ramosha seems to have a legitimate taina. How do they get around it? And we'll see should women perhaps be different. Then we'll talk about using low alcohol content wine. Is that better? Is that worse? Is that a thing? Is that not a thing? Blineda, we will get to.